Holy Week, Palm Sunday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice, harden not your hearts. This day, at thy creating word, first o'er the earth the light was poured. O Lord, this day upon us shine, and fill our hearts with light divine. This day, the Lord for sinners slain, in might victorious, rose again. O Jesu, may we raised be from death of sin to life in thee. This day, the Holy Spirit came with fiery tongues of cloven flame. O Spirit, fill our hearts this day with grace to hear and grace to pray. O day of light and life and grace, from earthly toil a resting place, the hallowed hours, best gift of love, give we again to God above. All praise to God the Father be, all praise eternal Son to thee, whom with the Spirit we adore, for ever and for evermore. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, my soul. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe. You stretch out the heavens like a tent, above the rains you build your dwelling. You make the clouds your chariot, and walk on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, and flashing fire your servants. You founded the earth on its base, to stand firm from age to age. You wrapped it with the ocean like a cloak. The waters stood higher than the mountains. At your threat they took to flight. At the voice of your thunder they fled. They rose over the mountains and flowed down to the place which you had appointed. You set limits they might not pass, lest they return to cover the earth. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow in between the hills. They give drink to all the beasts of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. On the banks dwell the birds of heaven. From the branches they sing their song. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe. The Lord brought forth bread from the earth and wine to cheer man's heart. Psalm 103 continued. From your dwelling you water the hills, earth drinks its fill of your gift. You make the grass grow for the cattle, and the plants to serve men's needs, that he may bring forth bread from the earth and wine to cheer man's heart, oil to make him glad, and bread to strengthen man's heart. The trees of the Lord drink their fill, the cedars he planted on Lebanon. There the birds build their nests. On the treetops the stork has her home. The goats find a home on the mountains, and rabbits hide in the rocks. You made the moon to mark the months. The sun knows the time of its setting. When you spread the darkness, it is night, and all the beasts of the forest creep forth. The young lions roar for their prey and ask their food from God. At the rising of the sun, they steal away and go to rest in their dens. Man goes forth to his work, to labour till evening falls. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord brought forth bread from the earth, and wine to cheer man's heart. God saw all that he had made, and indeed it was very good. Psalm 103 concluded. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your riches. There is the sea, vast and wide, with its moving swarms past counting, living things great and small. The ships are moving there, and the monsters you made to play with. All of these look to you, to give them their food in due season. You give it, they gather it up. You open your hand, they have their fill. You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take back your spirit, they die, returning to the dust from which they came. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord last forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. The mountains send forth smoke at his touch. I will sing to the Lord all my life, make music to my God while I live. May my thoughts be pleasing to him. I find my joy in the Lord. Let sinners vanish from the earth, and the wicked exist no more. Bless the Lord, my soul. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God saw all he had made, and indeed it was very good. When I am lifted up from the earth, I shall draw all things to myself. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 10. Since the law has no more than a reflection of these realities, and no finished picture of them, it is quite incapable of bringing the worshippers to perfection with the same sacrifices repeatedly offered year after year. Otherwise the offering of them would have stopped, because the worshippers, when they had been purified once, would have no awareness of sins. Instead of that, the sins are recalled year after year in the sacrifices. Bull's blood and goat's blood are useless for taking away sins. And this is what he said on coming into the world: You who wanted no sacrifice or oblation prepared a body for me. You took no pleasure in holocausts or sacrifices for sin. Then I said, just as I was commanded in the scroll of the book, God, I am here, I am coming to obey your will. Notice he says first, you did not want what the law lays down as the things to be offered, that is, the sacrifices, the oblations, the holocausts, and the sacrifices for sin, and you took no pleasure in them. And then he says, here I am coming to obey your will. He is abolishing the first sort to replace it with the second. And this was for us to be made holy by the offering of his body, made once and for all by Jesus Christ. All the priests stand at their duties every day, offering over and over again the same sacrifices, which are quite incapable of taking sins away. He, on the other hand, has offered one single sacrifice for sins, and then taken his place forever at the right hand of God, where he is now waiting until his enemies are made into a footstool for him. By virtue of that single offering, he has achieved the eternal perfection of all whom he is sanctifying. The Holy Spirit assures us of this, for he says first, "This is the covenant I will make with them when those days arrive,"
And the Lord then goes on to say, I will put my laws into their hearts, I will write them on their minds, I will never call their sins to mind or their offences. When all sins have been forgiven, there can be no more sin offerings. Responsory from Psalm 39. You did not ask for sacrifices and offerings, but you have prepared a body for me. You do not ask for holocaust and victim. Then I said, Here I am, O God, I come to do your will. The blood of bulls and goats can never take sins away. For this reason, when Christ was about to come into the world, he said, Here I am, O God, I come to do your will. A reading from the addresses of St. Andrew of Crete. Come, come, let us go up together to the Mount of Olives. Together let us meet Christ, who is returning today from Bethany and going of his own accord to the holy and blessed Passion to complete the mystery of our salvation. And so he comes, willingly taking the road to Jerusalem, he who came down from the heights for us, to raise us who lie in the depths to exaltation with him. As the revealing word says, above all authority and rule and power, and above every name that is named. He comes without display, without boast. He will not contend, he says, or shout out, and no one will hear his voice. He is gentle and lowly, and his entrance is humble. Come then, let us run with him as he presses on to his passion. Let us imitate those who have gone out to meet him, not scattering olive branches or garments or palms in his path, but spreading ourselves before him as best we can with the humility of soul and upright purpose. So may we welcome the word as he comes. So may God, who cannot be contained within any bounds, be contained within us. For he is pleased to have shown us this gentleness, he who is gentle and who rides upon the setting sun, which refers to our extreme lowliness. He is pleased to come and live with us, and to raise us up or bring us back to him through his kinship with us. As the first fruits of the whole batch of man, he is said to ride upon the heaven of heavens to the rising sun, which I interpret as his own glory and divinity. But because of his love for man, he will not cease until he has raised man's nature from the ground, from one degree of glory to another, and has manifested it with himself on high. So it is ourselves that we must spread under Christ's feet, not coats or lifeless branches or shoots of trees, matter which wastes away and delights the eye only for a few brief hours. But we have clothed ourselves with Christ's grace, or with the whole Christ. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. So let us spread ourselves like coats under his feet. As those who were formerly scarlet from sin, but became white as wool through the purification of saving baptism, let us offer not palm branches, but the prizes of victory to the conqueror of death. Today let us give voice with the children to that sacred chant as we wave the spiritual branches of our soul, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Responsory from John 12. When the people heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, they went out to meet him. Great crowds of people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches in his path, and they shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessings on him who comes in the name of the Lord! The crowds who went in front of him, and those who followed, all shouted aloud, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessings on him who comes in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, you gave our Saviour the command to become man and undergo the cross. as an example of humility for all men to follow. We have the lessons of his suffering. Give us also the fellowship of his resurrection.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.